WWIB Brandon Heath, Faith, Hope, Love, Repeat. On your home for great music and lyrics you can trust, WWIB. Good morning to Susan.
Good morning. Those are great words to live by.
They are, yeah. Sounds like a recipe, right? Faith, hope, love, repeat. So
yeah,
there you go. So.
Or a hair care regimen. Mm-hmm. There's my hair obsession.
Absolutely,
we're like
10
seconds into the week. And
we
there
got
we
hair
go.
Mentioned already, everybody. WWIB, let's get our buddy Drew Fralick on the line from the great state of Michigan, where Michigan State went from the ranks of the unbeaten over the weekend.
Why always with the sports with you, Mark?
It's a bridge builder.
So. It's a
I'm a
bridge
sports
builder.
Guy.
Mark knows it's the most painful topic.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, like which school, which college? I mean, is it Michigan, Michigan State? Do you root for them all or what?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I root for them all.
There you go.
Them, you
okay.
Know. Yeah.
Well, I
right.
wanted to ask you a question, and that is, I don't know if we've ever raised this in the couple of years you've been with us. Drew Fralick, counselor, comedian from Michigan. So, you know, people talk about, oh, he or she is a Christian comedian. And then sometimes they'll say, oh, they're a comic who is a Christian. So differentiate that for me. And how do you see the differences and which side are you on?
Okay, so I'm not sure, but I'll try to unravel this a bit.
Yeah.
So is a Christian comedian a comedian who only performs at churches?
I don't know.
Is that correct?
I've heard the topic. You know, you've heard the description. Somebody is. I think they do more than Bible jokes. But I mean, it's like their Christianity is. I mean, Tim Hawkins is really really funny, but is he
right.
seen as just a comedian or is he seen as a? I don't know.
Or maybe a Christian comedian. People see him and they're like, oh yeah, that guy's obviously a Christian. And then a comedian who's also a Christian is like, oh yeah, that guy needs a lot of grace. It makes sense that he would be a Jesus follower.
I don't know. I've heard the description. Like, people don't say that with plumbers. Oh, he's a Christian plumber. He's a plumber who happens to be a Christian. But with comedians, it seems like sometimes there's that distinction ahead of times, you know?
So. Right. We need more Christian plumbers. That's the thing, you know? It's tough to find a good plumber you can trust. I don't know.
I'm a little afraid of this whole Christian comedy thing because to me it seems like a false sense of security. Like it's a USDA stamp that churches can say, mm-hmm. oh yeah, he's a Christian comedian. So then right. that artistically kind of limits you. Not that you're going to swear, but like you might poke fun at something mm-hmm. as God leads. And they'll say, hey, that wasn't Christian because people's definition of what's Christian is so wide.
Yeah.
You know, it runs a spectrum. So
maybe it is a language thing because, I mean, different times comedians can, and I don't know. I've just heard the description. I think we've all heard it, right?
I think Drew's...
And Jesus had his comedic moments, for sure.
He mm-hmm. sure did.
Yeah.
He had some solid punchlines in the Bible there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Is one at the tip of your tongue?
doesn't he have verses about cutting his own hands off and stuff like that?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Right. I don't know why that comes to the forefront. Maybe I need to counsel myself here.
Years ago, Elton Trueblood wrote a book called The Humor of Christ. So for digging deeper, there's some reading material for you.
I would describe Drew as a comedian first,
sure.
who is also a Christ follower.
Right.
And so I would take a chance on him. If I was hiring anyone
right.
for a church event, I would. Just trusting him rather than
right.
saying, okay, let me review your material.
And sometimes it's Christian comedians. I know there's been a group out there called Clean Comedians, but anyway, you had a gig on Friday night, right? So was that
right.
an opportunity that if you'd have been billed as a Christian comedian, maybe you wouldn't have got invited to that particular event?
I think I would have been invited either way.
Okay.
You know, the gig on Friday night was, I didn't realize this, it was somebody's birthday party and a bachelorette party combined. Which basically means, you know, I'll just give you an example. I got up there, you know, they were drinking a lot of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time I got up there, it was quite rambunctious, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I got up there and I said, hey, everybody, you know, you're not going to believe this, but I'm a comedian and I'm also a licensed mental health counselor in
yeah.
the state of Michigan. Everybody starts clapping, woo, you know. And I go, quite frankly, I don't know which one you guys need more tonight.
Okay, yeah, right. There you go.
Perfect.
So,
yeah. So it's timing and a lot more. Anyhow, I wanted to kind of grapple with that question this morning. Drew, have a great week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Talk to you guys next week.
All right, there
Thank
we
you.
Go.
Well, another weekend come and gone.
That's right. Thinking off the top of my head, I would say going to see Michael and the Eau Claire North, the Northern Airs, in the show choir event at kind of this talent showcase going on, kind of the kickoff for that. We had a number of schools, Altoona, Fall Creek, Colby, certainly Eau Claire Memorial and Chippewa Falls represented, so that was a great time. Did some grilling on Friday night, though, some chicken and some burger. I mean, the weather, who grills in November, right?
You do.
Well, I mean, the weather was, you know, good enough for that, so those are some highlights from the weekend.
I gotta say, Michael's a renaissance man.
He does a lot.
He's sporty, he's
right.
singing, dancing.
Exactly,
he's
and he's
amazing.
17 today.
Happy birthday, Michael.
Yeah.
Whenever our kids had a birthday and I thought they're, I would say squishing lessons and I'd squish them down and say, don't grow so
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, I'll go next because as usual, my weekend was consumed with life around the home, household tasks. I said, Bill, let's just glow up this laundry room quick and then we'll go outside and do yard work. My laundry room.
You know how to plan a weekend.
Lots of fun.
Yeah, right. It never occurred to me how horrible that must have sounded to him. Anyway, our laundry room is still torn up because I forgot that I poked a hole in the drywall, so we're fixing that. But here's an interesting thing. We both play Angry Birds.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're playing Angry Birds in companionable silence, side by side, parallel play, like two kids in a sandbox.
Sure.
Every once in a while, you can play a video to get extra stuff in your game, and all of a sudden, I hear his game go, Transformers, the new game. I'm like, what are you doing? He goes, well, that's what I get advertised. I'm like, he goes, what game do they advertise to you? And I'm like, farm animals, like find the little farm animal. We're both logged in through Facebook,
okay.
So they know I'm a chick. It's like, find the little farm girl. She's lost her lamb.
Right.
Man,
I think, Phil.
By the way, now when you say sandbox, you need to say the Hall of Famer sandbox.
Right, right. Yes. Sand is now in the Hall of Fame of toys. You're right.
Forever. so we're blessed with the second beautiful weekend in terms of weather. And so, I kind of worked my tail off again. And I don't really like doing that. But it's very fulfilling to get things accomplished. So the trampoline is put in storage. The patio furniture is in storage.
How
the
satisfying.
Lawn was mowed one last time. The lawnmower is winterized. The pool's packed up and put away. You know, just all these different things that needed to be done.
Wow.
And got a chunk of Christmas shopping done as well in store and online. And just Saturday was a day for accomplishing things. And then yesterday, harvest dinner at church. So it was great to enjoy that with the family there as well.
You're incredibly efficient.
I don't know.
I remember taking down that trampoline. It is work. Yeah, it takes some time.
I would like to invite you over to my laundry room later.
Blow that thing up.
All right, Make Us Laugh Monday. We each offer three jokes, and so I will begin this morning.
You're brave. Thank you.
Yeah, sure. No problem. It is November 8th, but according to my chocolate advent calendar, oddly enough, there are only 3 days until Christmas.
Mine too.
Yeah.
As I get older, I remember all the people I lost along the way. Maybe a career as a tour guide wasn't the best choice.
Oh, dear. Let me find my jokes for a Make Us Laugh Monday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. A man went up to my friend in the library and said, "Do you have a bookmark?" He replied, "We've got thousands, and my name is John."
Sometimes don't you think that maybe marriage vows should be rewritten to be something like to have and to hold and to listen to stories about your workplace drama until death do us part?
Yes. Aren't they?
Yes.
Okay, so a boy asked his father there at the dinner table, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" The father said, "That's disgusting. Don't talk about things like that over dinner." After dinner, the father said, "Now, son, what did you want to ask me?" "Oh, nothing. There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone."
Yeah, right.
Make Us Laugh Monday here on the WIB Wake Up Show. I was thinking about that, a little nostalgia, the power of it. My favorite childhood memory is my back not hurting.
Ah, those were the days. I was dealing with something on Saturday a little bit. Hey, finally, this morning, I'm working on a book. Yeah.
What?
It's on reverse psychology. Please don't buy it.
Oh, I am going to buy it for sure now. What's the difference between Iron Man and Aluminum Man?
What?
Iron Man stops the bad guys. Aluminum Man just foils their plans.
Oh, one more. A little bit more of a setup on this one. Final joke here on the WIB Wake Up Show. Make us laugh Monday. Robert asked the televangelist to pray for his hearing. After 3 minutes of violent shaking and trying to push him over backwards, the televangelist says, "Well, son, how's your hearing now?" Robert replies, "I don't know. It's not until next Tuesday at the courthouse."
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Oh, we did what we could.
You guys had great jokes today. Well, caveat emptor. Let the buyer beware, especially when it comes to your pets.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten ours, like, I don't know, anywhere from somebody has a bunch of kittens in their basement, you want a couple, to petfinder.com. Well, here's a story out of Lima, Peru. Maribel Saleto bought a new pup from a small shop in central Lima, believing it was a young dog. The animal, which they called Run Run, initially played happily with other pet dogs in the neighborhood, but as it grew up, signs emerged that something wasn't quite right. Run Run showed a real passion for chasing and killing ducks and chickens.
Oh, dear.
The pet turned out to be an Andean fox, which has thin legs, a bushy tail, a pointed head, and prominent ears.
What kind of dog did they think it was originally? Do we know?
I don't know? Probably like little Pekingese or something.
Wow, you're really nasty. You have a nasty set. The dog needed counseling.
Exactly.
Wow.
And if it was like me, I'd be like, I don't think Tip would ever do that.
Never. Not run, my run. Little Run Run.
Run Run. He's in a ballerina outfit today, for heaven's sakes. So he ran away from home a few days ago. Officials with the State National Forest and Wildlife Service are now looking for him to take him to a special center or zoo.
Maybe he belongs in the wildlife.
It's kind of like the Ugly Duckling. Remember, the Ugly Duckling was really a swan, and everyone made kind of the opposite.
Sort of the opposite, yeah.
It's like, I had such a nice childhood, and then I turned out to be an Andean fox.
I don't see this as a children's story.
You're right.
Eric Carle probably wouldn't make a book out of that.
But this is the WIB Wake Up Show. It's not always about children's stories. It's the real world.
Well, they say an apple a day keeps the doctor away, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my case.
Yeah, well, this is...
you do live with a doctor. You did marry one.
Oh, yeah,
so.
That's right.
If you're putting apples outside the door when he comes home, then it's probably a bad
And at
sign.
Times he is emotionally unavailable. So, yeah. Whatevs.
So don't we've got reasons to eat an apple a day.
Yeah, and I love apples.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it turns out not only are they delicious and crunchy and wonderful, there's a whole bunch of reasons why we should eat them, and we're going to alternate giving these reasons right now.
Yes.
Okay.
You're going to be so informed, you're not going to know what to do with it.
This is a public service.
Mm-hmm. But you are going to buy apples.
And you know, they're relatively inexpensive. Mm-hmm. Plus, it isn't the gamble that, like, peaches or other... You never know what you're going to get sometimes. Apples, you always know.
Right.
Okay. They're filled with soluble fiber, 5 grams, and that's really good for your intestinal tract.
The apple pectin helps reduce cholesterol levels by lowering insulin secretion. Listen, that's not off the top of my head, okay? So I'm... Referring to experts.
I like it.
Reasons to eat an apple a day here in the WIB Wake Up Show. In two studies, researchers found that eating 5 apples a week lowered the risk for respiratory diseases like asthma.
Wow. Mm. Okay, studies indicate that eating apples daily can reduce skin diseases. Mm.
According to a Brazilian study, which I monitor every morning when I wake up, eating an apple before a meal helped women lose 33% more weight than those who didn't.
Okay, I'm going to check that out.
Just basic facts here. How about this? An apple has only 50 to 80 calories and has no fat or sodium.
There you go.
If you're like me and you're saying, hey, at risk for a lot of heart things, trying to keep the sodium low, how about an apple?
Right.
What a good snack, huh?
It is a good snack. Apples are packed with vitamin C, A, and flavonoids, and with smaller amounts of phosphorus, iron, and calcium. So there's trace minerals, which is really good.
Sure.
And finally, apples provide a source of potassium, which may promote heart health. There you go, Caleb.
There you go. All right. So your reasons to eat an apple a day here on the WIB Wake Up Show.